From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're sorry about last night.
The anti-slut shaming podcast. I never stop.
Hello, fuckers, and welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It is and always will be, has been for a long time, the anti-slut shaming podcast. I'm Corinne.
I'm Christina. So much period pain.
Oh, I was like, what's wrong?
I'm in period. Hey, do you have titties? Do you do? Congratulations. Those titties need support. Support for Guys We Fuck comes from Third Love, the lingerie brand, using real women's measurements to design better fitting bras. But seriously, they're really comfortable. Did you know, Corinne, did you know that 80% of women are wearing the wrong size bra?
Yes, but only from doing this ad.
Oh, shit. Okay. I was like, how'd you know that? With Third Love, it just takes 30 seconds to answer a few questions to find the perfect fitting bra for you, all from the comfort of your own home, you lazy piece of shit. Third Love stands behind their products so much that our listeners can try one for free for 30 days. One meaning like a bra. Just pay up front for shipping and returns, and exchanges are always free and easy. Visit thirdlove.com/GWF to get started. Third Love.
Dits.
Come see us live.
Tonight is the birthday show of Glamour Puss. It's been sold out for like 2 weeks. I'm very impressed with you guys buying tickets in advance. It's kind of nice. But we will have a few door tickets for $20 at 7 p.m. at Zinc Bar 82 West 3rd Street. Wendy Starling. Birthdays. Crim Fisher. Everything.
It's going to be a hot show. Mm-hmm. Next Wednesday, or like this coming Wednesday, February 22nd, The Standing Room. It's the monthly edition of The Comedian Project, hosted by myself and Katie Hannigan. That's only $5 when you say sex or type in sex on the website. No jokes about sex, dating, or relationships. It's a fun time. This is not a clean show, though. That's not what that means by any means. And then on Friday, March 17th, which, as Christina just learned, is and always has been Patrick's Day.
It's good to know, you know? It's like, well, your friend's birthday's also that day. You're like, wait, why? Why is everybody drunk?
We're doing Nacho Bitches on St. Patrick's Day. Oof. God help us. God help us.
I'm going to come just to see the spectacle.
I was like, well, maybe it's like, you know, learning about sex. Like, I'd rather have people learn about sex from us than from porn. So I'd rather have people be with us on St. Patrick's Day than not be with us.
And I know you don't like this, but like seeing you handle drunk, like out of control bitches is really entertaining.
You like to see me yell.
And yeah, it's kind of fun because they deserve it.
I'm more entertaining when things aren't going well.
I know.
And I mean, like, you know, I mean, one of my, you know, I was just thinking about, wow, I was like, Corinne, you're really good at bombing. Maybe you should just bomb more. Maybe that's what you should just do. Just bomb always. Anyway, use code, what the fuck's the code? Nacho.
Sex.
Use code Nacho for Nacho Bitches. It's sex for Comedian Project and Nacho for Nacho Bitches. $10, $11.15, Blair Saki. You know the drill.
Dallas, Texas. Sorry I said it like that. Wednesday, March 8th at the Improv. We're going to be inside you.
These are our tour dates, by the way. Yeah. We're just going into them. Salt Lake City, Utah, Thursday, March 9th. We're going to be at Wise Guys.
Boston, Thursday, April 18th. We'll be at the Wilbur.
13th.
I am looking at the text and it said 1-3. Yet I... I have my period, you guys. So like, this is really hard for me. Thursday, April 13th, we're going to be at the Wilbur. There's not a lot of tickets left. So buy them now so that we can sell out.
Chicopee, Massachusetts. Again, that's where we're going to be if you don't buy those Wilbur tickets. Friday, April 14th, we're at the Hukilau. And if they don't have the umbrellas and the goddamn drinks, I'm going to knock it off the table.
Oh, God. Austin, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd. We're going to be at Moon Tower Comedy Festival. As of now, there's only festival passes available. Individual tickets will go on sale at some point this month. Again, I don't fucking know. But when I do get the link from our agents, I'll tweet it out.
Houston, Texas, Sunday, April 23rd. We're going to be at Warehouse Live.
Las Vegas, Nevada, Thursday, May 18th to Saturday, May 20th.
Is that like
Corinne gave me a dog, like the head tilt that a dog gives you when you like helicopter your dick in front of it.
It just wasn't the accent that I associated with Las Vegas.
But what is it? What is though?
I mean, just.
Oh, you gotta come to Vegas, man.
What sound does ecstasy make? I don't know. I just see fat guys in like flowery shirts.
Oh, really?
Trying to like live their New York day. That's what I think of picture in Vegas.
Titties bouncing by the pool.
See, you're picturing the Vegas that everyone wants you to think
I know
exists, but I've been to Vegas 2 times. Aww. Let me tell you, I did hear if you go off the strip though, it's cooler. So I want to do that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Got to leave the strip.
I don't know if I said the dates, but if I didn't, it's Thursday, May 18th to Saturday, May 20th. We're going to be at Crapshoot Comedy Festival. Oh, that sounds fun. It is. Okay. Shut up.
Las Vegas, guys. Google it. Google the dates. We can't be here for you.
I'm going to get into some sexual debauchery in Vegas. Oh, I don't know what it is yet, but we'll see.
Ugh, God, I mean, I wish there was something fun would happen in Vegas besides me eating like more money than I paid to
Don't they have buffets?
Oh my God, yes.
I don't like buffets though.
These are not shitty. I think, these are like high.
I'm used to like old country buffets.
No.
Ryan's.
No. Old I wouldn't Corral. Even go there. I mean, what that $5
pretty good.
That pizza CC's $5.
Oh,
buffet.
Buffet. It's like, why do you even have a salad? Fuck you.
This is a high level buffet.
Really?
Swanky action. We're going to be paying $90 and going crazy. I mean, I will. That's where I'll be. I don't know where everyone else is going to be.
I'll be nibbling a carrot in the corner.
It's literally the only thing that I. And then also, who has the Vegas show right now? Is it J-Lo? Who has.
Oh, I don't know, but I didn't even think of that.
We might not be at our show because we might be at someone else's show.
J-Lo was doing the casino in Connecticut when we were there. Remember we tried to like
right.
Like, yeah, we could like totally meet J-Lo, whatever.
Yeah, and
she's
then
cool.
We absolutely
didn't even a little.
If you want to follow fun things like us not meeting J-Lo, follow us on social media, guys. On Twitter, it's SRYAboutLastNYT. It's Sorry About Last Night, all written out on Instagram. Christina is Christina Hutch on all the social medias. I'm Philanthropy Gal. Do it.
Tweeting a lot about my period today.
Yeah.
Because I'm real as fuck.
Honestly, just like follow us because it just makes us look really bad. And it's hard for us to get things that you might want to see if we don't have followers, not to put the pressure on you.
And if you're listening, you work at Twitter. Why am I not verified, piece of shit? I shouldn't call you that because I should probably suck up to you. I love Twitter. Except when the president tweets.
Thanks so much to our sponsor, The Skim. That's S-K-I-M-M. I forgot how to identify the letter S for a second. Gotta be honest. Does that ever happen? Like you see a number that you definitely know and you're like, what is that
one? A number
again?
Or a letter?
Both. It happens all the time. Like
it just happened to me. It was 13th, but I said 18.
Damn. Anyway, The Skim. If you're wondering what The Skim is, I was so happy when they came on as a sponsor because this is something I was already subscribed to before they started being nice to us.
Yes.
Which I can't say for almost anything else that sponsors us. I was so pumped. Do you want the news waiting for you when you wake up in the morning? I do. Want to read it in 5 to 10 minutes? You're talking my language. Want it to be unbiased and stick to the facts? Don't totally believe any source can offer that. But, you know, sign up for The Skim because I think they're doing a pretty good job. Basically, it's called The Skim because they read the fucking news for you. And then they're like, this is what you need to know, Corinne. My old source for news was the AOL welcome page. So this is a huge boost.
Yeah.
The Skim is a daily newsletter with style and no BS delivered in one simple email to your inbox each morning. It's true. When I worked at the spa, I used to read it on the subway and it was there like by the time I need to leave, like 7:30, which is super great. It's free. It's not a free trial or anything where you have to pay later. Like it's just free for all time. So I think it's like, wow, they really want you to read this because they're paying for this and then like just not making any money. And then you can sign up at theskim.com/GWF and you'll be entered to win a $250 Visa gift card. So it's like, wow, they're paying you to potentially read this. And if you're wondering, what are they talking about in The Skim? Well, there are some puns, but don't let that make you not want to subscribe. They have articles like Russian into questions, but it's spelled Russian like a person who's Russian.
Like old Vladdy Poots.
And they talk about Russia. But it's not all just stuff about the world, because, boo, snooze fest. What to say when your coworker calls in sick but checks in at the airport on Facebook? You got me. I mean,
you bitch.
That's the kind of news I'm interested in. So it's like they're talking to people who, you know, are interested in Diet Coke sweatshirts like what I'm wearing now, but they're also interested into people who like care about politics. And then another thing they have is like, what's going on with Iran? Like, that's great for me because that's a question I would ask. And I'm like, thinking to myself, I know there's something going on with Iran. What it is, but I do not know. Let's ask.
Not a lot of people do.
I do want to let everyone know this is also how I accidentally saw an ISIS video. But, you know, whatever. Sometimes you just got to come.
Was it from like a black hole of internet searching?
Well, I mean, no, it was kind of like linked to here. But I was like kind of impressed that they also just like linked to it. But it's like, you know,
it happened.
They skimmed it. You need to know. It was part of The Skim. That wouldn't seep through a strainer. You got to know. So sign up right now for The Skim. Again, that's T-H-E. I really couldn't identify.
God. We've been staring at computers for so long that our eyes don't work.
Skim, S-K-I-M-M, and enter for your chance to win a $250 Visa gift card at theskim.com/GWF.
I subscribe to The Skim too, and I fucking love it because it makes the news digestible for me because I can't tell.
I was going to say bearable, but also that.
Well, because sometimes I'll read like a Washington Post article and be like, what did they just say?
It's just like, what do I need to know for people to not call me out for being an idiot on Facebook?
Exactly.
Which is something I have to worry about.
How do I feel smarter when I argue with strangers about politics on the street?
I know.
I'm like, too much shit going on. I need resources I can digest. Stressful.
Just have an idea, guys.
Speaking of digestion, not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference. So it is important to know where your food comes from. Do you know where your food comes from, Corinne?
No.
It's fucking Blue Apron.
Oh.
For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers easy-to-follow recipes with pre-portioned ingredients, courtesy of over 150 local farms, ranches, and fisheries across the United States.
No, it's funny because they actually said, please do offensive, mentally challenged voice.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. I've been not sleeping and I have my period.
I'm just busting your balls.
But I did do that. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make fun of your cousin or anything. It's really just... it's just, I'm tired, okay?
I just get so happy when I upload these ads for them to listen to because I'm like, they're not going to like this.
But truly... I like any fucking person can do this, including my parents.
Yep.
My parents, I actually almost had them do the Blue Apron read because I knew we were doing one this week and I was going to ask them to record it, but I forgot. But they use Blue Apron, like I had credit card fraud the other day because my card's linked to their account because I pay for theirs. And I canceled the car and got a new one, forgot to put my new car number in the Blue Apron website. And my dad just like forwards me the email that Blue Apron was like, we didn't receive payment. So, you know, because you have to, you know, update your payment.
Yeah.
And my dad was so upset.
Well, you fucked him over.
Yeah.
Did he even eat that night?
No. He's a diabetic.
Wow.
That's how much he loves Blue Apron. Mm. And he sends pictures of the meals to me. It's so fucking sweet. Him and my mom have a system because she has tremors and she can't chop ingredients. So he chops and then she mixes. It's so fucking cute. They seriously love Blue Apron. It's not a lie. Some meals. Okay. So from their February menu, meals included that were sent to people's doorsteps, cashew chicken stir fry with tango mandarin and jasmine rice, udon noodle soup with miso and soft boiled eggs, roasted pork. Hey, that's what went in me last night. Oh, an apple, walnut, and farro salad, and crispy barramundi. They even put the pronunciation
barramundi,
in. Barramundi with quinoa and roasted carrot salad.
It's just fish.
Yeah, this shit, you think this shit's hard to make, but it's not. Check this week's menu out and get your first three meals for free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/GWF. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible at home cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/GWF. Blue Apron, better way to cook. Ew. Oh, periods, you know? I woke up last night. This is how my night ended. I unplugged my Hitachi magic wand mm-hmm. and I electrocuted myself so hard I fell over.
What?
Yeah, it hurt real bad. Like I picked it up from the prong because it was halfway in the plug. So I went to plug it out because it was a speed controller that attaches to the Hitachi wand.
You went to plug it out?
You know what I mean. I can't fucking, I'm going nuts, man.
I can tell.
Who? Why? Whatever. So my night ended with me being electrocuted and then I woke up with my period in like a pie. Like,
do you think they were related?
I don't know, but kind of. Yeah, maybe.
I thought that's what you were getting at.
Yeah. But it was bad. And then I was like, I haven't had a period this bad since high school.
Right. Well, that's because it's off the birth control. That's the one good thing about birth control is it makes the periods less painful and more predictable.
Ugh. And then tampons, man. I might do the Diva Cup. I might try.
Oh, I'm just going to cotton tampons. And I do no applicator when I do tampons. It's much easier for me.
Applicator?
Yeah, it's much easier for me to just insert the white stuff. Because I would say cotton, but it's not cotton. And I need to switch to an all cotton brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Because then
they don't sell them in stores. You have to fucking order the all cotton ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, not in Harlem Life. I don't know what the hell's happening there. But not like a Duane Reade.
Right. Like a CVS or something. Yeah. Tampons do feel... It does feel like there's just a cork sitting in you.
Well, I have a lot of weird theories about things that I really think are true. And one of them was that from a young age, I thought it was crazy that people were using tampons. I only use them like when I'm performing because if I want to wear like a tight pants with no underwear lines.
Yeah.
Pop one in, come home, then just bleed it out on the pad.
Yeah.
Ooh,
put your diaper back on.
Fucking.
You put your diaper back on and you keep typing on your computer.
Oh, God. I have weird theories too. An old episode and be like, remember when you used to have sex and be a sexual person, Corinne?
Have you not had sex in a long time?
No, I mean, I've had sex. It's just like, I'm not in. Like, I'm just not. I don't know. I feel very old. I'm like tired. I drink tea all the time. What the fuck is that?
Oh, you drink tea now?
All this. I've always drank tea. I love it, but I like drink more now. I really like it. I think London inspired me more.
Tea's really good for you or something.
It depends what kind. Yeah. Anyway, so yesterday was Valentine's Day, guys. And it was my first Valentine's Day with a boyfriend in like fucking forever. So I had very high expectations.
Yeah.
Not messing around. I knew that we were hanging out. Like I turned down like multiple spots, not to brag, but I mean, a lot of people were probably like available because it was Valentine's Day. So they were like, what's a bitch who usually doesn't have anything to do on Valentine's Day? Let's call Corinne
Fisher.
And then they're like, oh, damn it. No, she's dating that dude. So James, I know, made reservations like 8 days in advance. And I was,
that's good
record. I mean, no boyfriend has ever, boyfriends have taken me out before, but literally it's been same day reservations. I believe Tim and Austin took me out on Valentine's Day, but like they found a place that day.
And didn't James, for your birthday, he was like, oh, where you want to go? Or like he didn't, I remember there was an occasion where, in which he did not make reservations and kind of, you had to wait and then you had to.
Yeah. For my birthday. He had an idea of where he wanted to go, but then like it didn't work out. But I mean, he was very good for my birthday. Birthday is more about presents for me.
Totally.
Because like, not that you have to spend a lot of money, but I'm
thoughtful.
100% going to judge you off of the present.
Yeah.
Because like how, I mean, it tells me how well you know me.
Exactly.
And he fucking nailed it. Then Valentine's Day, I want to be taken out to a romantic dinner. I don't care. And I also want flowers. It's the only fucking day that I want these things.
Yeah.
I don't care. This was created by a company. Great. I'm on board with that company. Whatever mysterious company we're all talking about.
Basic Bitch Incorporated.
I love it. Yes. 100%. So he came. He was 5 minutes early. I don't like that, but it was a nice, like anyone else would have appreciated it. And then he brought me flowers, which was great.
Aw.
I wasn't expecting the flowers because I knew he was shelling out a lot on dinner. So the flowers were a surprise.
Yeah.
And he brought red roses, which is great because he had texted me an emoji of a tulip the other day. And then my response was, are you fucking someone else? And I was
what?
Yeah, tulips are, that's a friendship flower. What the fuck are you?
Oh, I loved.
Yeah, no, I noticed that you had tulips.
Oh, I have tulips.
So I didn't want to. Well, if you
yeah, but
like
I think it's
tulips,
hot when he fucks other people. So
if you like tulips and you've made that known, you guys know each other for a long time.
I buy tulips to put in the house.
Right, yeah. So that's different because that's your flower of preference. If someone didn't know what flower I like and then just got me tulips, I would be like, I'm the side chick. So he did that and that was great. I feel like any other flower would have been garbage except for a red rose for me personally on Valentine's Day. And I would make an exception sometimes for daisies or sunflowers in the summertime, but those don't really fit with my personality. But it was really good that he had texted me this emoji. Okay. So that's great. Strong start. And I do want to say it was a really nice Valentine's Day. We went to like a very expensive restaurant. I knew it like took a lot for him to do that. And I did take a picture of it basically because if I like spent a lot of money on dinner or bought someone flowers and they didn't photograph it and put it on Instagram, I would be very, very irritated. So I just wanted to give him a shout out. Let everyone know that he's holding up because I think people question if he's a good boyfriend and that irritates me.
Yeah. Because it's like, fuck you. Why do you care?
Right.
Worry about your own goddamn boyfriend.
So then things started going downhill a little bit, though, because first thing move he did when he went to my apartment, which I didn't find out till later, was he ate the pickle that I was saving from the diner.
Ate the pickle.
Doesn't seem like a big
but if you were
infraction,
saving it.
But I'm a Jersey girl, and that pickle, I don't like.
Is that pickle from Jersey?
No, but it was from Remedy Diner downtown. But it's like, if there's only one pickle, you don't eat someone's
pickle. You don't eat it
without asking them. It was in the thing with the coleslaw. Then I go to snack on it today. Wasn't there. I'm very hungry right now. That pickle would have made a difference. Another good thing he did.
I could have given you a pickle. I have pickles.
Oh, you do. I love pickles. Yeah. It's my favorite snack. Oh. He left his phone in his jacket pocket, which is great because we just had a conversation about how he needs to focus more. He does have ADHD.
Right.
So it's hard, but also just focus. I really have no
meaning
patience.
When you're out with him, he's on his phone.
He just cannot focus. And I know he doesn't want to like take medicines because like whatever. I get that we're artists. We need to be like be fucked up. And like, it's great. Everything has to be going wrong for our material to be going right. But also, please pay attention to me when I'm speaking to you. I didn't look at my phone either because I was like, you know, if someone's doing something that I know is hard for them, I'm not going to make it worse by then taking out my phone.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, it fucking killed me not to take photos of the food that I was eating.
Wait, so you did not take photos?
No, I didn't.
You just checked in.
Yeah. Well, I took a photo when we got home because they gave you like a to-go cookie with the restaurant name and, and with the, like to show that he got me flowers. That's what I did just to be like, he showed up.
Yeah.
You know, just sometimes you just need to know people show up.
Yeah.
So I didn't take it. It hurt my soul.
I can imagine it
not
would.
To take. And then I across the room, I saw a couple who just as soon as every course was served in unison, took out their phone. And I was like, maybe I should sit with them because they really speak to me. Like my mom knows, my mom is so well trained now that she knows if we're at a nice restaurant that she cannot touch anything that's been put down until I photograph
it. Right, because they plate that shit pretty nicely there, I would imagine.
Just like for someone who loves food as much as me, it's not like me bragging, look at this fancy dinner I'm eating. It's like I go back in times of sadness and look at these photos. I look at other people's food and I'm happy for them that they're eating the food.
Yeah.
Really like food and dogs. It's so basic, but I just, it's one of my greatest joys in life. So yeah, so he gets distracted. And then, so for this is like the downward spiral of distraction start. So first of all, he gets distracted time one. And I can tell by his eyes that I'm going to turn around. There's going to be a hot chick behind me and I'm going to get annoyed.
Oh shit. I
didn't need to see the hot girl. I just need to see James's eyes. And I knew. I mean, I can tell who's gonna, and I turn around and I see a gorgeous glittery gold dress behind me and I go, god damn it. But then I didn't even see her face because her back was turned to me. It looked good from the back. I know he saw
her face. Wait, did he see her face?
He did, because she walked in, but then she ended up taking the seat. So we were like back to back.
Oh.
But then I looked at the guy that she was with and he had an Amish person beard, but was not Amish. And then I was like, you know what? Hipster. I don't need to see her face because I can tell this is not going to be a person that I deem better than me anyway. So it was fine.
The girl's face.
I let it pass. Yeah. And I heard her talking and I was just like, okay. I don't want to put it out on other people. She did look great. I acknowledged that she looked wonderful and beautiful.
Good.
I did, because I need to keep a feminist even at the Valentine's
table.
Keep
a feminist.
Even when I'm mad.
Even when you're mad.
Then I start telling him about this project that we're working on. It was very exciting. You know, yesterday was a cool day. And I was telling him, and I was like, yo, you're going to look into this project when it comes out. And he said, no, because he knows me and he already knows what I'm going to say. He's like, I talk to you every day, Corinne. I don't need to also get into projects you're working on. I was like, wow.
But that is a big deal.
Wow. So anyway.
Is that what you said to him? Wow.
I just go, I was flabbergasted. So sometimes someone says so much that the only thing that you can say in return is nothing. And that was one of these instances.
I hear you.
And then,
Man, there's more.
I mean, then we just started talking about our exes. Cause I was like, well, you know,
might as well,
you know, if there was, you know, cause Frank came up and then, and honestly, I have really talked about Frank very rarely with James.
And in general,
I just stopped cause he's just over. He's married. It's done. It's over.
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for. That's what I need. Cause I just, for me, like that's just, that's, it's on lockdown. His dick's on lockdown. It's not, I'm not interested anymore, but it, I also,
it's still, there's curiosity.
The marriage was like, that was the last thing that I had, I felt any place to be able to get sad or complain about. And now that's over, that's done. That ship has sailed. It's over. So we don't talk about exes. I mean, just back tattoos of his other girlfriends.
Back tattoos?
Yeah. There was this incident where this girl got this tattoo. And then
it's a bad tattoo.
I mean, it was just a lot.
What was it?
It was just a big tattoo. And
on
I just
back.
And I was just like, oh, I mean, and then he like just started defending how hot she was. And I was like, I didn't say she was hot. I just said that was a lot. It didn't, maybe I couldn't tell from that photo, that one photo of her back that you've showed me. I was like, I mean, obviously I knew her first name and it was easy. There was only like eight other people with that name on his Facebook. So I was able
to say you looked at it.
I was able to, on my own, figure out which one of the people with that name it was.
Easy investigating.
Yeah, some of them were comics. They got right out. I could tell by where they lived. And I was also like, the description. I was like, one person was like, obviously this isn't the person just based on their face.
Do you think James, and this isn't a slight to him at all, because I feel like our like success and stuff with the podcast, it happened very quicker than it goes for most comics. But do you think he's trying to, he wants you to be a little bit on your toes because of like your careers are in totally different places. And maybe, I don't know if he has any security about that, but if he does.
Be on my toes, what do you mean?
Meaning like he wants you to, like you don't have my love, you're not the only woman I see kind of thing. Like if he feels a little insecure about the career thing, which I don't know if he
does. I hope that's what it is. If it was a manipulation tactic, I would feel better because now I just feel busted.
Girl, you ain't busted. No, this is what I think's happening.
More respected. I would have more respect for him in this situation. Just feel better if this was just some very elaborate manipulation.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great.
It's because he cares.
I would love that. That's Andy Warhol level manipulation.
Right, because maybe he feels like, well, you're the one that's like doing all this crazy shit and touring and all this stuff, so I want to keep you on your toes, so I'm going to talk about my hot ex-girlfriend or something like that.
I don't know if this is true, but I like that.
I think it might
be. I like the direction that you're heading.
Because that's a human thing to do. Like I would do it with Steven, because when I first met him, he was like doing cool things and he was getting like, I was so broke and he had money and I was like, what is that like? And then I'd be like, well, and I would talk about like how someone was hot and that was also to counteract the whole Stoya shit when I was feeling really insecure. But I would talk about like men and how I find men attractive or certain men like kind of extra to be like, well, you should be on your toes because, you know, that guy's real hot and I don't know, I'm not gonna do nothing, but like, just so you know, look out.
Maybe, because like, I'm like, there's just no other reason for a Valentine's Day dinner to bring up the fact that the ex, like your version of Frank, is now single. There's no reason that I need to know that.
And why does he know that?
Why? I mean, they're still friends on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
So that's totally fine, like to see the status. And like,
sometimes Steven will talk to me about like one of his exes and all, and he'll be like, yeah, well, she's done with that job now and she's moved on to this job. I'm like, why do you fucking know?
Right.
Why do you fucking know?
For exes?
Yeah, apparently he creates it himself. It's called putting your ex's handles in all the social media. No,
oh my God.
He doesn't do that anymore.
I don't know, because it's just, it's very...
I think that's what's
happening.
Well,
a lot of times it's weird because I know everyone thinks like I'm always like self-confidence to the max. And I mean, for the most part, I feel pretty good. But, you know, Corinne Fisher has her down days.
No.
And so sometimes what I need to do is real life Corinne needs to channel podcast Corinne. And I really do this. I actually sit at home and I go, Corinne, what would you say if the way you're acting right now, that some pussy ass lady wrote into the podcast like that? What would podcast Corinne say? Podcast Corinne wouldn't put up with this goddamn shit. And I talk myself out of it. And then I just remember the Guys We Fucked Wisdom quote where I said, wear your success like makeup. And I mean, because there's never personality wise do I ever feel threatened by anyone. I mean, I don't even have a charming personality, but just like as far
you
as
do.
Like the package deal.
Yeah, it's a good package. You're fun.
If you're ordering the combo.
You make great parties.
I'm number one on the value menu.
Yeah.
However, if you're ordering single items,
maybe you're not.
They're not all cheesy gordita crunches.
Right.
Maybe sometimes it's just a Taco Supreme.
Taco Bell is, I was going to forward this to you. They're giving away, they're letting one lucky couple have a gordita themed wedding, like a Taco Bell themed wedding. And I really think you should enter. I'm not trying to push marriage on anybody, but if there's any, maybe you could marry yourself again or whatever. But like, if there's anybody who deserves that, it's you.
See, I love theme stuff. I actually don't love theme weddings, but I did want to cater the way I did my birthday party. I would like to cater with fast food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jared and Gerge, when they got Steven's friends, when they got married, they had a McDonald's burgers.
Oh,
really cute.
That's amazing. That's
so cute.
Yeah. I mean, or even like for the app, it's like the hors d'oeuvre hour, you could do all fast food. And then if people want to eat real food, like fucking losers, yeah, they can do that later.
Idiots.
Dumb dumbs.
Fuck that shit.
Ugh.
Oh, before I forget, I wanted to say too, my birthday's on Sunday, and I created a fundraiser account for my friend Fred. My friend Fred has leukemia.
I was like, it was just less fun. I was just more like, happy birthday.
In your last year of my 20s, and I'm going to really live it up this time.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
I'm going to get fucking tanked on my birthday. Anyway, so my friend, a very dear family friend of mine, was diagnosed with leukemia, and now it's at bay and he's doing great. The only thing is, even though he has insurance, he has to pay like $3,500 a month of, is that my number? Oh no, it's not 215. I'm like, am I calling?
No, this is like a fake Plainfield, New Jersey. Get the fuck out of my face.
Back to my friend with leukemia, it's actually at bay and he's doing really well, but the medication he's costing out of pocket, the medical expenses that he has to pay would put me into a downward spiral. I can't believe it. And he fucking has insurance. And so I created this thing, a fundraiser account, a GoFundMe page. There's a link to it in the description of this week's podcast. If you have any money to spare, even if it's a fucking dollar, if that half the people who listen to this podcast, I know it's not going to happen because everyone's lazy. I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm. There were some good donations on there.
There were some great ones. Yeah. And thank you so much, everyone who donated.
But you're welcome.
Thank you, Corinne. I turned off the notifications because I was like, I don't need to see it every time someone does.
I just needed to let everyone know that I'm a hero.
Thank you.
No,
I really
more
it.
So that by like, I was not just telling other people to give money. That's the point.
I donate money too. And, but thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Happy birthday, girl.
Thanks, girl. Thank you, girl. So if you all give me a birthday present, holla at you, girl, and click the GoFundMe page and give it some money to my friend Fred, because he shouldn't have to. He's healthy and he's excited that he's doing well, but then his finances are just disappearing because leukemia pills apparently cost $10. They cost $10 a pill and he has to fucking take 20 of them a day.
Well, if I dropped one on the kitchen,
I would
kill someone.
I would sue someone or something. I don't know. I don't sue people, but
wow.
Yeah. So if you wouldn't mind, fuck cancer, but not fuck.
But happy birthday, Christina.
Hey, I'm gonna get tittylicious on Saturday tomorrow.
Woo. All right. Tweet Christina on her birthday pictures of, what do you want to see pictures of?
Dogs
and Beyonce.
And Beyonce, but also like, show me pictures of your private parts.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. I'm not going to post. I mean,
something
gonna,
I would never ask for, but you're going to get some.
Yeah, because everyone has such people. We've got a lot of dick pics, and I'm not turned on by them, but I'm like, that's an great dick.
It's good to know what's out there.
Yeah, I like to know what people's dicks look like.
Perfect.
Or vaginas.
There you go. Yeah, I'd rather see a vagina.
I'm probably gonna get so many more dick pics than I will donations.
Yeah, so donate first and then send.
If you give me a dick pic without donating to my friend's cancer fund, I will.
You're a dick.
Murder you. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/guys. Guys, the weather's getting warmer. It's time to say goodbye to your jackets and all your sweaters, and you got to refresh your wardrobe. Well, luckily, I found Quince, and now you have too, because you're listening to this. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you go to their website, the amount of categories, they have travel, lookbooks, men, women, home, babies, and kids. Their stuff is so cute. So I own a couple items from Quince, and one of them is the Italian leather hand-woven crossbody purse in green. emerald, and I get compliments on it all the time. It's a small purse, which I really love because then I don't put as many things in it. Guys, Quince is amazing. They have very luxury items for very cheap prices. Get warm weather ready, baby, with Quince. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/GWF.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Yeah. So this week we have a guest that was also recommended by Mike Brown.
Yo, Mike Brown, thank you. And then I remember when we talked about it, well, Mike Brown recommended you. He goes, who?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Just, we find out this guest doesn't actually know him, but you know, he's in the, I guess, just in the world. I'm not sure what's happening. Mike knows people that I don't know.
Is the main thing.
Today's guest is a radio personality, co-host of The Breakfast Club. His name is Leonard, AKA Shar. Please give it up for Charlemagne the God.
Them yams up with my spatula. I'm the soulful Bobby Flay. Don't you fill up on no snacks, my love. Light a fire, pour the wine, we got the time to play. Set the table, pillows on the left, clothes on the right. Spices in the food, spicing up the mood. Making what I know will satiate your appetite. Kitchen in the room, thinking it's the move. I'll be the chef, I'll be the chef. Cooking up all the flavor, all the flavor. I'll be the chef, I'll be the chef.
I mean, calling someone like Charlemagne like the God seems a little much because we're sitting here.
Can I call you
Shar?
Shar, that's what a lot of women, yeah, a lot of women call me Shar.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not the first.
Absolutely. They do.
Shar.
My homegirl TT, Smoothie TT Torres, she calls me that. Shar.
TT calls you Shar?
Shar. Yes.
Wow.
But Leonard's fine. That's the name on my checks. So I don't mind it.
I'm going to call him Shar. You call him Leonard.
Leonard. I just like it because I, yeah, Leonard. Leonard Skinner.
You guys, we're here with Leonard.
Hi, AKA, guys.
AKA Shar.
Shar.
AKA the God.
The God, Charlemagne the God. What's happening?
Not much.
Guys, we fucked podcast. Yeah.
Are you excited to talk about fucking?
Yeah, you know what's so funny? I used to always see y'all because y'all are always like in the top 10 of like the comedy podcast.
We are. Did that haunt you?
Go on.
So I always thought the podcast was actually, I thought it was two women discussing guys they actually had sex with.
It was.
That's what it was. We still do it from time to time, but we ran out of people, kind of.
Really?
And a lot of people wouldn't do it when it got popular.
Why, with your body count went down?
Well, I've been in a relationship for 6 years, my body count's been going up.
Really?
Yeah, I've been fucking.
How?
Threesomes.
Whoa, that's hot. I like that. That's
do you have threesomes?
No, I never have. I mean, I have, but not with my wife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're married. How's that?
I'm married 2 years, but I've been with the same girl for like 18 years.
18.
Right. Yeah. We read that on the internet.
Yeah.
But you don't seem to talk about it publicly very much, which I get.
I don't know if I talk about it. I just don't like, I'm not like the social media show off type when it comes to like your family and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really
look
put
at
my,
me. I got a wife. You don't.
Yeah. Like, I don't really put my kids on Instagram.
Sucker.
Well, that's good. You shouldn't put your kids on Instagram. Yeah. That's just a cause for trouble.
That's your family. Safety. That's for you. That's not for the world.
Yeah, like,
that's,
And I don't get the point of it. It's like, hey, I know what my wife looks like. Why do I gotta show her off to people?
I do the same thing. I don't post about my relationship hardly at all on social media because I'm like, that's for me.
And then it's weird because people will get at you and be like, oh, you don't love your wife, you don't show her off. No, that's not how this works.
Wives aren't for showing off.
It only matters what she thinks anyway. Unless she's giving you shit at home for not Instagramming her, it doesn't matter.
Oh. She's like, Leonard, you never put me in your photos.
I'd break up with her. I'd divorce her.
I mean, I was going to say, I was like, it's more than a breakup.
It wouldn't be like
point.
A conversation.
That's like the most shallow shit in the world. Like, you're like, okay, so I don't love you. My love for you is based off me showing you off on my social media?
Yeah, it's insecure.
Like, come on. No.
So your wife, okay, so you've been with her for 18 years. How'd you guys meet?
High school. I was trying to have sex with her for like a year. She was like the cheerleader, head cheerleader. And I was trying to have sex with her for like a year.
What were you saying, trying to have sex with her?
Just trying to get with her, but she would never give me no play.
Huh.
And then it was June 8th, 1998.
Wow.
And she got drunk at, we was together. And we got drunk at my cousin Andre had like a little function and we got drunk together and then we ended up having sex that night.
Was it good sex?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still with her. So it's like, it's always weird because I remember like, you know, over the past couple of years, I feel like guys aren't really, we don't really know this rape culture thing. Because a lot of things...
In quotes, it's real.
Yeah.
Leonard. So,
what do you mean you don't know it, though?
Because it's a lot of things that just used to happen back in the day like that. Like, me and her got drunk. We had sex.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I didn't necessarily ask her for it. She didn't ask me for it.
Well, that is a gray area, too. I think it's just, like, it's important to talk about it now. But, I mean, I think we also have different... There are very extreme views that's, like, if anyone has had a drink at all, like, and does not say the words, yes, I want to have sex, that it could be construed as rape. I mean, I don't agree with that.
Yeah. And it's funny because I remember having this discussion with her because when it was like, when rape culture was like really popping, like maybe sometime last year.
It was like
a real discussion about
it. I gotta tell you, Leonard, rape culture is always popping. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
It is, sadly. But it was like a real discussion about it. I remember saying like, yo, do you consider what I did or what we did as that as rape when we
first
had sex?
It's a good discussion to have.
I'm glad, that's cool.
And she was like, no, but I can understand why people feel the way they feel.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Have you ever had sex and you didn't remember it?
Oh, no. I've used that excuse. Like when I get caught cheating. Like,
really?
I was drunk and high out of my mind. I don't even remember. She raped me.
Oh,
yeah,
cry rape?
Yeah.
Wait, do you cheat a lot?
No, I used to.
Girlfriend?
We've been together 18 years.
Why are you saying it like that?
Because it's like we've been together 18 years, literally since high school. And she went to college. You know what I mean? She went to college when I was, you know, in the street doing nothing with my life. So she went through her whole phase.
Wait, so she cheated on you
as
well?
Absolutely. She got some other dick.
Was this disgust, though? Or was it just mutual cheating?
Eventually, later. I mean, no, it wasn't mutual cheating. Like, you know, we're agreeing to fuck around on each other. But, you know, after these things happened, then later on, you know, we'd have discussions about them. Because that's what guys do. Like, when I found out she was fucking this one guy, I started asking her about it. I'm like, yo, you know.
I would say so.
Like, something you want to bring up.
So you fucking this dude? And she's like, yeah. You know what I mean?
it wasn't a bad thing.
Yeah. So the next question the guy asks is like, yo, was he better than me? She's like, yeah, not really. Was he bigger than me? She didn't say nothing. I'm like, was he bigger than me? And she was like, yo, I ain't never seen no dick like that in my life. I'm like, whoa.
Wow. That's some honesty.
Yes. I almost wrecked. I was driving a Honda Civic.
And when you heard that your dick wasn't the biggest she's had?
She was in the passenger seat. I was driving a Honda Civic, and it was like 2003, 2004, maybe. God. That shit was devastating. And I remember I started buying.
I mean, were you under the impression that you had the biggest dick in the world?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I didn't think that, but I mean.
I mean, you're not that tall.
No, she described it like she ain't never seen no shit like this in her life.
I mean, that's she didn't have to be that honest.
Like,
That sounds scary,
like
though.
One of these abnormal cocks.
That does not sound like a fun time, though. That's not going to fit in a lot of places.
You ever seen Magna RX pills? Magna RX pills, these pills that you can buy, they used to have them advertise them in the back of the Source and XXL magazine.
So you must know their work.
And you take them and then you do like this dick exercise where you grab your dick when it's soft and you stretch it.
Leonard.
And you take these pills twice a day.
Wait,
and it's supposed to make your penis bigger.
Walk me back a little. You have a soft dick, you take the pills, and then you take your dick, and then you pinch it, and then you tug it.
Pull it forward.
Hey, does flaccid dicks stretch that far?
They're supposed to. I mean, dicks are a muscle.
Yeah. I just always feel bad stretching them.
Yeah, you stretch it. You stretch it when it's soft. And I was taking the pills every day trying to get a bigger dick.
Did you get a bigger dick?
I don't know.
I don't think you did.
I mean, like, I really don't know.
You didn't measure it?
I didn't start measuring my dick till like maybe around that time.
Wow. So you now measure you. So you.
Yeah. And it was a Cam'ron verse where Cam'ron said, I hit you with my 8-inch slugger. And I started making me think, well, damn, because you know, when you say raps, you want to live your raps kind of.
Yeah,
like,
you want to be genuine about
it. Yeah. So I was like, do I got an 8-inch slugger? So I mean, mine is seven inches, 3/4, and it's eight in the summertime.
Wait, dicks get bigger when it's warm out?
Absolutely.
It shrivels a little bit and swells a little bit. Just like your finger. Like my fingers, my rings don't fit as well in the summer.
Fact. Mm-hmm. That is a fact.
Sure. That's crazy.
And your feet, like your shoes and stuff. Yeah, yep. For sure.
So the part that upset you the most about the cheating was that his dick was bigger than yours?
That's it. I can deal with any cheating as long as the person's not better than me or his dick's not bigger than me.
But like a huge dick.
And you can't
dick.
Suck it.
But a big dick. Oh, there's dicks that are too big.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never had that problem. My dick is like baby's best porch.
Well, I mean, have you ever had a dick inside right. you? So how would you even know?
That is true. That is an actual factual. But I mean, I can see where it wouldn't be pleasant.
Right. You know exactly. What I
mean? Like you, even guys, when we watch pornos, we hate sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You watching a porno, like, oh, that's not real. That's an extendo. That's an extension.
How can
dick.
You tell? Because I can
don't know. I can't. I just make it up because I'm just mad.
To tell yourself.
That's all. I'm just hating. That's it.
You're just trying to get yourself to sleep. With
at least that's you're it. Open about the hating.
Oh, yeah. You got to know when you're hating or not.
Yeah. I'm so confused about your relationship a little bit. So there's you don't cheat anymore. What stopped the cheating?
I mean, more so like marriage.
That was only 2 years ago, though.
Yeah, having kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just grow. You outgrow certain things. Like, you know, when you...
You don't want to chase pussy forever. It's exhausting.
It's whack. It's not fulfilling. I literally was just having this conversation with Andrew. Mm-hmm, Andrew Schultz. Mm-hmm. Andrew said y'all blew him off, by the way.
We didn't blow him off. We talked about having him on various times, but then he just floats around places. We didn't blow him off. We never had a date set and then just canceled.
If you don't want Andrew, I totally understand why you wouldn't want him.
I knew he was
going to
bring this up, though.
Yeah, I can totally understand why
I
you
would. Knew it.
I know why you wouldn't want
we
Andrew.
We love
Andrew Schultz. We love you. We'll have you on. It'll be cool.
But he also...
You have a big dick. It'll be great.
Andrew, on the flip side, though, also stole the Joseph Vessi story that we wanted about... Lisa Ann.
Yeah.
So.
Hold on. What happened now? Explain it to me.
Well, yeah, didn't he come on your podcast and talk about it?
Me and him do a podcast together.
No. Didn't Joseph Vessi come on Brilliant Idiots, though?
Not
his
lately.
His assistant from across the room goes, yes.
That's Paige. I don't know, because I'm thinking about two different stories, because I remember Andrew.
He was white.
I know Joseph. Joseph's my guy. Peter
plays Vessi. Basketball.
He seems like your guy, Lenar.
No, Peter. You talking about Peter?
Char.
No, Joseph.
Yeah, Peter.
But no, there was this story that Andrew told about Joseph stealing an idea from him, and then Joseph called me upset about that.
Yeah, because he's not that kind of guy.
I don't know if that's what it was.
Well, I knew there was some. I mean, we were all the top comedy podcasts were trying to get this Joseph Vessi.
Well, they're trying
Lisa
to nail
Ann story.
It wasn't about Lisa though. It was about Joseph's.
Well, because I think Joseph came on and then he wouldn't talk about it.
Oh, and then he was mad.
What happened with Lisa Ann, though? Who the hell is Lisa Ann?
Porn star. She's very famous.
Every time I go to a porn site and I search by porn star, she's always number one.
Really?
She's got a big old ass.
Yeah, maybe look into it.
What's her trick?
She's a MILF.
Like, what's her trick? Like, what does she do?
She's the number one MILF for tricks.
Does she smoke blunts with her pussy? Like, what does she do?
Is that a thing?
Can you I smoke blunts with my pussy?
Yes. I've never seen that.
How do you do that?
Oh, man, I got to take y'all to a black strip club down
south.
Yes,
please.
Man.
Oh, I went to one in Nashville, and it was the most impressive thing I've ever seen in my fucking life.
That was a good one.
Yeah. They were climbing the pole like fucking Spider-Man.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they smoke blunts with their pussy.
Smack the heels on the floor. Yes.
But wait, I don't know how to even suck in with my pussy.
Can you explain how to inhale weed with a pussy?
I mean, I don't have a pussy.
Right.
But okay. I'm assuming that like it's like a Kegel. As soon as you put the blunt there, it's like a Kegel. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I guess.
I've seen girls blow rings.
With their pussy?
Wow.
Hey, man.
Wow.
Y'all not maximizing y'all pussy to its fullest potential.
You know what? I hate to hear it from a man, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It sucks to admit, but you got a point. shit.
I want to go back to the rape culture thing for a second, because I think it's interesting.
Hold on, let me take my ski mask off.
We didn't tell people.
I mean,
people.
I'm not
I can't
sure.
discuss rape culture when I got a ski mask.
Well,
okay, so Lenard was wearing a ski mask for the entire previous portion of the podcast that you heard. And it said the God on it. So it's a promotional.
Yes, it says the God on the front, and on the back, it has my upcoming book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. My book will be out April 18th. You can pre-order now on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's.
Right.
Cool, because you came into my apartment without the ski mask, then you went to pee, and then you came out of the bathroom with the ski mask, and I was like, okay.
Yeah. That's how it worked.
But now we got to talk about rape. But so no ski mask.
Doesn't
no
your face get hot? Like I would get a headache if I was wearing that inside.
I wore this all morning. I had it on because you know I do my radio show, The Breakfast Club. I had it on the whole time. I did two interviews after the show, Trey Songz and Omarion, and I kept them both on. I kept it on throughout both interviews.
Did anyone feel this was weird? Or?
Trey, I mean, both of them really know me, so they know I'm a little off a little bit. So,
right.
So they wasn't really tripping. They were just like, okay, it's just
this is just
Charlamagne
this is
being
Char-Char being him.
Yeah, Char-Char being Char-Char. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, do you like to keep a low profile though, or do you like to walk around? Because I mean, it's like you're covering your face, but then it's saying who's in the ski mask on the ski mask.
That is true. But the only reason,
good point.
The only reason I didn't wear it in the street is because, you know, I don't think it'd be kosher to be walking down the street as a black man with a ski mask on.
What are you talking about?
That could go left.
Ski masks are scary when anyone's wearing them.
I know.
True story. I was in Virginia. I was in West Virginia.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Because I was. Remember that show on MTV called Buckwild back in the day?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, so I was down there filming an episode of that.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was with my guy Shane Gandy, rest in peace, and my dude Joey. And I had a ski mask. And we pulled up to the drugstore. And I jumped out with the ski mask on. And Shane, God bless the dead, Shane goes, Charlamagne, no, take that off. You're a nigger in West Virginia. They'll shoot you dead. And I was like, thank you. All right. I was like, thank you very much.
Go looking out. For good that friends.
For that information.
That's a thank good you. Friend.
Absolutely.
That's a great friend.
Absolutely. And he said it in a way I can understand.
Yeah, you know quickly I mean? And
hey, got man, hey,
sure, these whiteys can't handle a black man in this game.
Couldn't even get mad at him for using the N-word. He was looking out for me. He was telling me how they were going to perceive me.
Right.
Yes. So I was like, great.
Ugh, okay. God. All right.
Damn.
Wow.
West Virginia.
Now, well, glad you're still
rape.
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, rape culture. I mean, just I think it was interesting that you, why did you put it in quotes, number one?
Because I didn't want to lessen it or make it more. Than what it possibly is.
No, you wanted to keep it neutral by putting it in quotes.
Yeah, because I don't know what is. I'm being honest. And,
yeah.
I said we need to have a seminar that is teaching kids what exactly is rape culture nowadays, especially young
agreed.
Men. Like I was having a conversation with one of my OGs and he was talking about how his son just went off to college mm-hmm. and he had to have a whole conversation with his son about, you know, when you're consent. Having drinks with girls and, you know, girls are getting drunk, girls are getting high, do not have sex with them, blah, blah, blah. And the OG said to me, he was like, yo, back in my day, that was just a good time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did. We got with each other. We got high. We got drunk. We had sex. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So it's just like, I think the lines are very blurred on what is rape and what is not rape. I know it sounds like it should be a yes or no thing,
but it's not.
But it's not.
And a lot of times people don't want to talk about gray areas, but they exist and there's misunderstandings too. But I feel like people have always been getting high and getting wasted and fucking
yes.
consensually
yes.
for a long time. But at the same sure. time, a small percentage of those people, it was like a weird.
But hold on. Have we been doing it consensually? Because if you're with a girl for the first time and both of y'all get high, both of y'all get drunk, and then y'all just end up doing something, it's not like said yes. It's not like she said yes. We just kind
of
happened.
I've had a lot of drunk sex and I've never regretted a second of it.
Me too.
It was all great.
But it could have been that one time you wake up and regret and be like, oh.
Yeah, but regret and
regret
rape are two
different
things.
Regret is not rape. Yeah, and that's, I think there's some confusion there. But I mean, I'm
glad y'all said that because I can't say
no,
that.
No,
I can say that, but then it would sound
yeah.
funny coming
I know,
from
and then
man.
There'd be a blog about it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
But you're right.
Talk about race issues in the same way. And I totally get that. Mm-hmm. And it's, but the thing is, it's like, I mean, I think rule of thumb is like, if you are completely sober and the other person's completely drunk, no matter what your sex is, just don't do
absolutely.
It. It's not going to be fun anyway. Like if you're sober and having sex with someone drunk, that's going to suck anyway.
And that's what I tell guys now. I'm like, look, if she didn't say yes, just don't do it. It's
yeah.
not worth it. You know, and I'm going to give you an example. You remember that movie Kids back in the day?
Yeah. Oh, I love that movie.
I remember watching that in class. Like they,
in class?
Yeah, they let us see it in like 6th
awesome.
Or 7th grade. They let us, I was a summer school teacher, let us watch this movie. And remember at the end of the movie, I think Casper, his name was, Casper had sex with the young lady
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and the young lady was HIV positive, but she
yep.
was passed out drunk on the couch.
Yeah.
And he had sex with her. I remember in that moment thinking, oh my God, Casper's going to get AIDS.
Not Casper's raping that girl.
Boom. That's what I'm saying.
When I saw that scene, I was like, oh God, rape.
That's, see?
But that's also too, you're a man. And you don't, I feel like it's different when you're a woman. Like you,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
little tiny moments throughout your whole life where you feel threatened by men physically. Cause like men are stronger and, or they say weird, creepy shit to
yeah.
you. And so, yeah,
nothing gives a man the right to have sex with a woman unless that woman wants to have sex with you. And that woman says,
right?
yes. I don't care if that woman's at your apartment 3 in the morning. I don't care if she's drunk. I don't care if she's high. If she did not tell you yes, And right. She's passed out on your couch. You better just put a blanket over her and go in another room and go to sleep.
Right. Agreed. I mean, if anyone's sleeping, if anyone's really intoxicated, those are obvious no's. But I think the gray area is like, for me, especially if you're, or if you're both parties are drunk, mm-hmm. because I've certainly had sex when both parties were drunk. And like, that I mean, at the time, like I function when I'm drunk, but then I don't remember it afterwards. Yeah. So it's like, then if you regret, I've never regretted it, but if you regret it, then whose quote unquote fault is it?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it always just kind of like then gets pointed to the dude. But if you're both drunk,
I know you got people have to claim personal responsibility for the state they're in. The gray areas, but like a gray area, an example of not at all a gray area is like something like Brock Turner, where he was fingering this passed out girl by a dumpster.
Rape.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. No questions asked.
Ew. It's just like not sexy, not like, I don't even know. That's unless you have some kind of a fetish for like having sex with
she was passed out
corpses,
by a dumpster.
Which some people do.
Yeah, in a parking lot, like, on the street.
That's rape.
Like, yeah, there's no fucking gray areas there.
I was just telling Paige and my homeboy Wax on the way in, like, is this woman I used to know back in the day. She was way older than me.
I thought you were going to say she was huge.
No, she was way older than me. She wasn't used to.
Oh, because your arms went out as far as they could.
Every sexual relationship, every sexual thing we ever
encounter,
did, I regret.
Yeah.
Every sexual encounter, I regret.
Why?
And I know a lot of men with older women stories like
yes,
that.
Yes, because she used to literally take advantage of me. It was no...
How so?
Like, tie me up and...
When what? You did not want to be tied
no!
up. Yo, that's rape.
Yes, I know.
So you've been raped.
I've been raped.
But then how many times did that happen?
Numerous. A numerous amounts of times.
Okay. Tied you up every time?
Tied me up.
What, well, how did you guys know each
on
other?
My back
like,
with heels.
Like, what?
What?
It was bad. It was like, you know, I was in I was in between a rock and a hard place kind of thing. Cause it was like.
Was she your sugar mama?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Good intuition, Corinne.
There you go. So mm-hmm. she would write me checks and all that kind of stuff. So in a way, I kind of needed this bread to keep coming in. You know what I mean?
Yes. Had you discussed what you would need to do to get that money or did just things come up?
Things just happened. It just happened
Damn.
That way.
Damn.
It just happened that way. But I mean, I understand. Like, I'm saying all that to say I understand when people can find themselves in compromising positions.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's not a good feeling.
Yeah.
So like what you said, that wasn't necessarily rape, but it's regret.
Yeah.
And it feels just as bad.
That was of course.
I'm not going to say it feels just as bad, but it feels bad.
Something was being held over your head mm-hmm. for
yes,
sex.
Yes, yes.
And like, you wanted that thing, yeah. but you didn't want the sex.
Yes.
But you wanted the thing more.
Yes.
So you had regrettable sex.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, that shit happens. Yeah.
Okay.
It sucks. It sucks.
It does.
Now say, so if a female friend of yours came up to you and told you that she was raped by a mutual friend, what is your first thought?
Ooh.
Oh, man. What's my first thought? I would, it's really not up to me. I would tell her, if you feel like you've been raped, go to the police. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like, why are you protecting the quote unquote rapist?
No,
you know
not that she, like, she was not trying to protect it. She wanted to just confide in you because it was a mutual friend. Like that's the scenario is,
I would probably call the guy for it. Be like, yo, what's up, man?
Okay.
Yeah. Shorty said you raped her.
Right.
And then I need to hear the whole story.
Okay.
And then I would say, hey, bro, I understand what you're saying, but you might want to call her because in her mind,
mm-hmm. she feels that way for a reason.
She feel like you raped her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is your first inclination to believe or to question?
I mean, it depends because you said friends. You know what I'm saying? So I kept.
Right. I said friend because it's someone that you already like know
gonna,
and trust.
I'm not going to just discredit my friend because I don't feel like my friends would make something like that up. Now, for me, I'm very questionable when it comes to situations like that because I've been in that situation.
Really?
Yeah, I've had a sexual assault charge. I got a sexual assault charge in 2000. You know what I'm saying?
And who was that from? Can you?
It was a young girl when I was like 20. She was like 16.
Okay.
And she was at a party I was throwing for my cousin. And
were you known yet or no?
I had just started doing radio. I had literally just started doing radio on Z93 Jams in Charleston, South Carolina. I talk about it in my book, by the way, in way more detail. But my cousin Kente had just got a scholarship to Penn State because I was throwing, and so I was throwing a party for him.
Yeah.
So I just had a bunch of people over. And this young girl, she got drunk and she got high. And she said somebody sexually assaulted her. So I'm asking my homeboys, I'm like, yo, did y'all fuck her? And
right.
They was like, no, we didn't fuck her. Now, they was in the room with her. They claimed they didn't fuck her. But her story was, you know, somebody was in the room and they kept saying, it's Charlamagne, relax. It's Charlamagne, relax. So my dumbass, I'm not going to say dumbass, but I went down to the police station.
Okay.
I went down to the police station because they told me my cousin Kente. Oh, okay. I'm skipping over something. The next day, right? Mm-hmm. I pull up to my cousin's house who didn't get invited to the party. So I go, yo, where Kente at? And he was like, Kente in jail. I'm like, for what? And he was like, you know for what? I'm like, what you mean for what? Because he got arrested for rape for that party you didn't invite us to the night before. Now, mind you.
So bitter about the party.
Throwing shade about
he's party.
In jail
for rape, but why about. The fuck do you invite me to that party?
Listen, we play too much. Uh-huh. Everybody in my fucking family, yeah. Even to this day, we all play too much. So I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah. So I go down to the police station. I tell the officer, I'm like, look, man, I take full responsibility for anything that happened in that house last night. You know, as far as I know, nobody was sexually assaulted.
Okay.
You know, I people were drinking. You know, they were getting high. I don't know what happened, but Kente had nothing to do with it. So, you know, she takes all the notes and everything. And then she goes, well, we didn't arrest anybody.
No.
She's like, nobody's arrested. She's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know this Kente. He's not no, there's nobody here. We didn't arrest anybody for it. But good to know. But thank you.
Like, while you're here, can I get your fingerprints?
You know, yeah, can we exactly. Talk to you real quick? Because it sounds like you just raped somebody.
You know, she was 16. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I was going to say, that was my next question. How old was this person? Yeah, and you had no idea that she was that young?
None. Matter of fact, I was 16 and I was 19. She was 16 because I was turning 20 and like, 21 days.
So you were all drinking illegally, or was this the...
Everybody.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, like, long story short...
Wow, you just laid that all out at the police station.
So two weeks later...
I like your realness.
2 weeks later, they came and arrested me for criminal sexual conduct.
No.
With a minor.
Did she report it?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Yeah. So they arrested me for criminal sexual conduct with a minor, so I had to give hair and blood samples. And the only reason I was mad at my homeboy is because I'm like, if y'all did do something with her, at least let me know.
Yeah, tell me what's going on.
So I know what I'm facing. You know what I'm saying? So I could tell my lawyer, like, look, this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. So I had to give hair and DNA samples. Of course, it didn't match up. So the charge got dropped to contributing to the delinquency of a minor because I said that I take full responsibility for the party. So everybody was in there drinking and everything else. So I do, you know, when I hear certain situations about those kind of cases, I am always a little skeptical, which is fine, because if you've ever read The Fifth Agreement by Don Miguel Ruiz, it says, be skeptical, but listen. So I'm always skeptical based off my experiences. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why it's good. I think that's good to hear from the other side, because, I mean, I think the places where it gets really hairy, unfortunately, are sometimes with people of a certain status, like a celebrity status. Mm-hmm. But the reason I presented that scenario to you earlier is because I think, especially for... a lot of men and people who like don't identify as feminists, their first inclination is to question rather to believe. And I just think it would be good to switch that order to believe first. And it's okay to get that backstory. It's okay to not just point a finger at a friend. But I think like what people who have been raped really need, mm-hmm. like first is just like that believe, because like no one believes.
I don't know if we should believe or if we just shouldn't discredit. Let's do what it is. What does
but
America
if they're
say?
Coming to you in that moment, you, like the first thing you like if someone says they're raped, I don't think the first thing it's good for a woman to hear is
you're lying.
Let me investigate.
Yeah,
but like what happened?
But we do live in a country where people should be innocent until proven guilty, right?
Of course. But it's just like statistically, the people who falsely say that they were raped. It's like 2%. It's very low.
I keep hearing that statistic, man, but and I'm not discrediting
that
either.
No, it's good to talk about it.
I've been through it to where I know I didn't touch this young lady.
100%. I think you're, but in, that's why I want to, you're in a unique position because you are known. And I think, mm-hmm. unfortunately, that's the place where stuff gets extra hairy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like people, but I wasn't really,
because
wasn't
there's things,
then,
people can get things from you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not, I don't think that's it's a common thing, but unfortunately, that little minute.
Yeah.
But is the only reason that you were put at fault or charged with anything because you went down to the police station and said all that?
Yes,
or,
I believe so.
Because did that young 16-year-old woman say
The police were called that night. The police were called that night.
Oh.
Yeah.
She called them, or if someone called because of
the
party?
She had friends with her there.
Okay.
So her friends called the police as well.
So did we ever find out what happened
was
to
she
her,
raped?
Though? Was she sexually assaulted by someone?
I never found
so
out.
So we don't know.
Because like I asked, my homeboys never admitted to doing anything.
Okay. But she got like a kit, obviously, if there's DNA involved.
She had to, right?
Yeah.
She had to get the DNA swab because I had to give DNA. I had to give blood and hair samples.
Yeah.
And all that.
Right.
Yeah. Damn.
That's, I think, yeah, I think.
And I've got plenty, I've had other homeboys who've been in the same type of situations where they've been having sex with the girls and the girl get mad at them because they don't call them back anymore. And then they
say, hey,
he raped me. Yes.
But see,
that's the other side that women don't see.
Well, and that's why I wanted to say, because I know a lot of people kind of might use my favorite word, cringe, whenever and there's a discussion, especially being led by people mm-hmm. who definitely identify as feminists, that even questions rape. But I think we need to talk about every instance just so to clarify, and especially to like get you on board, men.
Listen, I'm with it. I got
I
got two daughters. I've got women.
How old are your daughters?
8 and 18 months. I've got women that are super close to me.
Yeah.
Who have been drugged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Really? Yeah. So I see both sides. I see it from all angles.
And I think that really helps. I mean, like, people really, it's really hard to just believe that or to understand until you've had a close friend or until it's happened to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen both. That's why I can't discredit either side.
Right.
Like,
of course.
But the sad part about it, when you're a guy, the facts of the case can come out and people still won't believe you. Like, look at somebody like Nate Parker. Nate Parker caught a rape charge 17, 18 years ago, came back to haunt him when Birth of a Nation come out, and now the court of public opinion with social media kills him.
You know what
I mean? Like, but he found not guilty in a court of law. Like,
yeah, the only reason that, like, I just hear, honestly, I never talked about rape so fucking much until we started doing this podcast, because we get emails all the time.
And you sound like our podcast. Rape really? And race.
Really?
Yeah, that's
two of my favorite topics.
Yeah.
But then we start hearing, we hear from people every day about rape. Some of them are brutal. And there's one of the common links is a lot of times when they go to the police, nothing gets done. If they get tried, nothing gets done and nothing, one gets, the person wasn't found guilty. But is that because the woman didn't want to go to the hospital within 24 hours? Because she needed a fucking second to like lay down and cry,
And that's what I
had no idea about any of that. Especially that it was a big problem as it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of times
I tell women all the time though, that's no reason not to go to the police. So, like
you, of course.
Like I mean, I get it, but you have no reason to feel bad because you got raped.
Of course. Yeah, because it wasn't
thing to say.
Like, you shouldn't. You're the victim.
Yeah.
Like you shouldn't feel bad. I mean, no,
it's
you should feel bad that you got raped, but you shouldn't be embarrassed. Like it happened.
But it
to
is
you.
Like. Because you're putting it out there that your body was violated. Like that just seems like
embarrassing, but it shouldn't be embarrassing.
Right.
I think that's like talking about it so much is trying to like take the stigma away.
You know who should be embarrassed? They got raped? Grown men.
100%.
By other grown men.
Oh, no.
That's why they don't report it.
I thought you meant the rapists should be embarrassed. No. And I was like, yes, they should.
Grown men raping other grown men. Now that's embarrassing.
Rape is.
I can't go to nobody and tell them I got raped.
Well, that's why men don't report rape, because men get raped by men.
That is true. That is
and no
fact.
One wants to report it because the masculinity bullshit. And it's like, well, I don't want to be seen as, I don't want you to think of me that that's way ever, even though it wasn't your fault.
You got to do a lot to rape a man.
Well, it depends. I mean, some men are much bigger than other men.
Like, look at my homeboy Wax. How do you rape him? Like, if he comes to me, if he came to y'all and said he got raped by another man, what would you say?
I would say he got drugged. I would say, tell me about it and how can I help you?
I believe you. I believe you.
And I love your new jersey hat.
I love your jersey hat is great. But also, if you want to talk about it, I will talk about it. But if not, it's okay. But I believe you.
If you ever get raped, you can talk to us about it. Just know. Just come back to this apartment. Just knock on the door.
I'm going to learn to be more sympathetic to... grown hood dudes who get raped by other grown men.
Well,
I should.
Piggybacking off what we were just talking about with people not like the justice system not really handling rape correctly, have you ever been done wrong by the justice system?
Have I ever been done? You know, that's an interesting question. And it's a question that always comes up because I am one of those people who says I have never experienced overt racism.
Really?
And I grew up in South Carolina where the Confederate flag used to fly, but I've never experienced overt racism.
I'm
sure I've experienced covert racism. I'm positive I have, but nobody's ever came to me and said, "Get out of here, nigger. You don't belong." You know what I'm saying?
Like, I've never.
It'll happen. It'll happen eventually, especially in the Trump era. But I've never experienced it overtly. So, I always say, like, when I used to get pulled over by police and stuff, it's because I know I was doing some bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I never felt like it was injustice. Like literally, like I remember one time specifically, it was this place that we used to sell dope in Monk's Corner called Highway 6.
All right.
And I was driving.
Check number one.
Yeah. I used to drive this white Lumina Caravan, my mom's minivan, and I pulled out of the hole. That's what we used to call it, the hole. And it was literally like 8 of us in the van. One of us had a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A lot of no-nos.
So when we got pulled over, I'm not thinking, oh, they pulled me over because I'm black. They pulled me over because I just pulled out of the hole.
Yeah,
a known drug
their
spot.
Their instincts weren't wrong.
Yes. And they found the gun.
Yeah.
My dude who gun it was, he claimed it. They let us go about our business. So like when I used
to. Wow.
Yeah, or like more recently, me and Wax together, we'd get pulled over in T-neck all the time. Used to have this Benz that had real dark tint. Yeah. No, you know, in Jersey.
Too dark? Because it can't be. Yeah.
Too dark.
So in New Jersey, you got to have two license plates, one in the back, one in the front. Yeah. Have the license plate on the front. So we'd always get pulled over in T-neck. And I'm like, they just pulling us over because we black. So one day I finally just asked the police officer, I'm like, yo, man, why do we keep getting pulled over?
Yeah, how can they tell you're black? The windows are tinted.
But he was pulling us over because the windows were too dark and because there was no license plate in the front.
Yeah.
That's why they kept pulling us over. He was like, hold on, y'all driving this car every time y'all get pulled over? I said, yes. He was like, well, the windows are too dark.
No one ever told you that until then.
Hey, he wasn't thinking about it. We didn't, we wasn't getting pulled over like that. We got pulled over like, how many times we got pulled over before that we finally asked the cops? Twice, maybe? That might have been like the third time. Like the third time, I'm like, yo, what's up, man?
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, I can't say I've experienced injustice because it's always like, I guess, a quote unquote valid reason.
Yeah, yeah.
As to why.
You're always up to no good.
I'm doing some bullshit. Like, I mean, what you want me to say?
Right. Well, that's your experience. That's fucking great.
I'm sure. Listen, I'm with some injustice.
It does. Yeah, they exist.
Injustice exists. Absolutely. I'm just telling you, in my situations, it's been justifiable reasons why I've been pulled over.
You never feel like you've been like approached too aggressively by a police officer for like whatever it is you did?
No.
Okay.
Honest with you, I always get kind of like breaks.
Yeah.
Like I remember getting pulled over.
Because they're like, oh shit, it's Char-Char.
No, not all the time. Well, more recently that's been happening.
Nice.
Like we get pulled over and
Leonard.
They're like, oh, Charlemagne, you know, whatever. More recently that's been happening.
Does it say on your license, Charlemagne the God?
Nah, no, it says Leonard. Yeah.
Damn it.
But, you know, because some of them know me. But like, I remember getting pulled over in Hackensack. And
you've spent a lot of time in weird Jersey places.
I used to live in Hackensack.
Oh, I'm from Union. That's why.
Yeah. So I got pulled over. They put me in handcuffs. And the guy was like, yo, you got a ticket that you didn't pay. And he was like, can you pay the ticket tonight? And I'm like, yeah. It's like 60. It was literally like $67.
Yeah, give you cash right now.
Yeah. So he was like, just pay it when you get home. Let me out of the handcuffs. Let me go.
Oh.
Another time we've been driving. I remember, man, I had brass knuckles on me and a knife. The cop was like, look, I'm keeping this.
Okay.
These are nice.
That's a souvenir.
Yes. Then he asked Wax, he goes, why you got a knife? Wax goes, look how big I am. He goes, he was like, nobody's gonna try to fight me. They're gonna pull out a gun. And I can't carry a gun. So I gotta have something. You know what the cop did? He said, you're right, and gave him the knife back. So
are you not allowed to carry a knife? I mean,
a certain length,
right?
Or something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So it's like I feel like I've always gotten like
that's good
breaks from police officers, so to speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
That's positive.
Have you ever used brass knuckles on a person?
Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah, I got into a fight.
What's that feel like?
It feels great. I got into a fight. I got into a fight across from the radio station one time.
Really?
One morning. Yeah. One morning. I was at the ATM. And I was getting money out the ATM. And as I was leaving out the ATM, leaving out the pharmacy, because the ATM was in the pharmacy, this guy was at the door and this guy just swung on me. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? So I'm thinking they about to jump me because they tried to jump me a few months prior. This is actually
same person?
I mean, I don't know.
Meaning people out to get you or?
Yeah, somebody sent some people to the radio station to
make
you to get
up.
You?
Yeah.
For what?
That makes a man feel special.
I just run my mouth.
Oh, is that why Wax is around?
This is why Wax is around. But Wax has been my homeboy for 15, 16 years.
You're our first guest to come with personal security.
So you put your friend in the face of danger, but he'll be fine.
He likes to fight. Look at
really?
Him. First of all.
Doesn't seem like a guy who likes to fight.
Listen, he likes to fight. He likes to wild out. He was in Miami getting in a whole bunch of trouble. He had three girls pregnant at one time.
Wow.
He got caught up in a murder charge.
Maybe next week, Wax.
A murder charge? Yes.
And he didn't, I'm like, yo, listen, you might as
well. Wait, did you just say he got caught up
so casual.
In a murder
he really did.
Church? I know me. I'm always tripping over murder charges.
He had nothing to do with anything. He just was around somebody who knew something.
Oh, he was like, could be an accomplice. Or
Exactly. Yeah. So he ended up getting, so I'm like, look, you might as well just come up to Jersey and do what we've been doing the past 16 years.
We love murderers in Jersey.
You really do.
But he's from Jersey, though.
It's
like get out of Miami and come back home.
Why were people trying to get you? That's so scary.
I really don't know. I mean, I go at people on the radio.
I was going to say, I was like, yeah. If you Google yourself, you seem to have a lot of beefs, especially with like hip hop artists.
Absolutely.
Why? Absolutely. Well, yeah, but if you it's just probably because you disagree with them. And
I give
honest
my honest opinion. I tell you that your music is whack. I tell you that you look silly. Like, I give my honest opinion at all times. And like, some people don't agree with that. So yeah. They sent some guys to jump me once. That's actually on camera. That's online. You can find
it. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it like online. Pete? You like told P. Diddy he sucked and he's like,
I definitely told P. Diddy he sucked before.
Does he, you think
P.
he
Diddy, when I, yeah, P. Diddy came out with this album called Last Train to Paris and I was like, yo, this is shake weight music. Like, yeah. This is stuff that you
yeah.
listen to
yeah.
and do the shake weight yeah. exercise to. So he got upset. He actually came to the radio station and wanted me fired that day. Like, he literally
oh,
came
P.
to the radio
Diddy,
station.
Come
was
on.
In the lobby screaming, like, I want him.
How long ago
gone.
Was this?
This was 2011, maybe.
Oh, yeah, I mean, sure, you might have more power than P. Diddy.
You have so much more power than him.
I mean, back then, I mean, I put it like this. My program director at the time, Cadillac Jack, he held me down. Because a lot of people, Diddy has been known to get some people fired. But my program director was God. Like, no, I'm not firing him for him having an opinion.
Mm-hmm. Did he show up in a velour jumpsuit?
Did
track
he?
Shit?
I forgot what he had on. He was promoting the album, and that's when he was doing the whole Dirty Money thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, yeah.
He annoys me.
So, I beat up a guy with brass knuckles coming out the pharmacy.
Oh, right.
Yeah, in the pharmacy.
Damn.
And the police officers, once again, was like... Because the police were late that day, because I'm a taxpaying citizen, so I'm not one of these guys that believe in that no snitching thing. After I got attacked and beat the dude up, I went and called 911.
Okay. Yeah, as you should.
And the police were late that day because it was a bomb threat in New York, so they couldn't get to Tribeca. And then when they got there, they was watching the tape, and they was just like, well, I mean, you beat him up.
So that's cool. Cold Street
day.
Justice. Yeah.
Be listening to you in the morning.
Oh, cool, thanks for the help. Bye.
Cool.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Things happen.
Okay. But isn't life kind of more exciting when someone is trying to jump you? I feel like I'd be turned on all the time.
Yeah, I don't want those problems. I mean, I'm always on point anyway.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just feel like I keep my spider senses tingling at all
times. Yeah, you're aware.
It's aware. And then it's New York. Like, I'm from South Carolina. So in my mind, New York is always the place where you'll get mugged on 34th Street. You know what I mean? The guy in the Elmo costume in Times Square might pull a gun on you. Like, I don't sleep on New York. Like, I don't give a fuck about this gentrification shit. Like, New York is still New York to me.
I don't sleep on New York. You know what? I think I have to remind myself of that because sometimes I got to say I'm sleeping on New York.
Yes, because New York is all Starbucks now.
Uh-huh.
Green tea lattes. Like, no, New York is still fucking New York.
Well, that's why I moved to Harlem because I was like, it was just boring.
Harlem is still Harlem.
Exactly.
Brooklyn is still Brooklyn.
But no other white people are allowed to move there, only me.
Didn't the Clintons start that at first?
Oh, yeah. The Clintons are in Harlem.
You interviewed Hillary, didn't you?
Interviewed Hillary twice. Very upset Hillary didn't become president.
Can you just tell us a little bit about what it's like to be with arguably one of the most amazing women ever?
Hillary is...
no bias.
What is it like to meet an angel from heaven who just dedicates her life to service?
It's interesting how people see such a polarizing figure.
Indeed.
And people have a lot of negative things to say about her. Mm-hmm. And I am a good judge of character, I think. I'm an energy person. I thought she had great energy.
Really?
Yes. I you've been around politicians. They bullshit you. They sell you dreams. You could tell they being fake, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, Hillary... off camera, even on camera, is like very attentive, like very
present with you.
Present with you. That's
the
word for it.
She's
listening. Yeah. Like, we've had real conversations. I remember I was telling her I wanted my boy Bakari to get back into politics. Bakari Sellers, he's from South Carolina. And she was like, yes, Bakari needs to get back into politics, and telling me reasons why he should. And then she was like, oh, you're from South Carolina, so you know Steve Benjamin. Steve Benjamin is our mayor in Columbia. She was like, I can't wait to see what his future's like. So she's very present in the moment, listening, talking.
Yeah,
she knows so much. I don't know how one human being can know so much.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on, like, she's been accused a lot of times of like pandering to the black community?
I mean, I said that to her on our first interview.
Okay.
I love that about you.
Yeah, because she we asked her one thing. Well, my co-host Angelique asked her what's one thing she keeps in her bag.
But she's from the South.
She said hot sauce.
And it was just poor timing.
Yeah, because the Beyonce song
just
was
came out.
Absolutely. But
she did keep hot sauce.
It was an old interview where she talked about how she keeps Tabasco on her from the 90s. And she said, because it's good for your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So she's basically said the same thing in the Breath Club interview. She was like, hot sauce. But at the time, I was like, yo, you know, it's one of those times where people are going to say you pandering to black people. And you know what she said? Is it working?
Yo, Hillary!
That's what I'm saying.
Yo!
Man. I'm not mad at anybody's honesty. Yeah. I love honesty.
Oh, hell no.
I like honesty.
Oh, I love it.
It was another part in that interview where I said to her, I go, she was coughing, having one of her coughing fits. I said, man, you sound like you've been hitting that medicinal. and she was like, I need some.
Oh my gosh. Like, oh, I just fell in love with her eight more times.
But that's what I'm saying. Like she has a certain, well, at least with us, she had a certain level of honesty. But you know, people got mad at us because they felt like we was throwing softballs at her. But my thing was this, I'm not Anderson Cooper.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not Don Lemon.
That's so the first thing I learned about you. You're not Anderson Cooper.
Exactly. So if I ask political questions, do you realize that politicians, especially somebody of Hillary stature, has a talking point for any political question you can ask her?
Like, what the fuck are you going to bring to the table that's so revolutionary that you're going to catch her?
Exactly. But guess what? She doesn't know how to answer. Have you gotten your fashion inspiration from Steve Harvey? She's forced to have to ask that.
Those are good questions.
Honestly,
they're great questions.
I'm like, are you going to pardon Max B and Bobby Shmurda when you get in the White House?
Please pardon Bobby Shmurda.
Like, she has to answer those honestly.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know? But just as much as you bring honesty to the table, it sounds like she brings it right back. And she just talks.
I think she gives back what you give her.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm upset that she didn't become president, though, because I thought that would be dope. Because my daughter's 8. All she knows is Barack Obama. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe how cool would it be?
Keep a track over a black man.
A woman like that, she thinks she could do anything.
I know, because mm-hmm. We need to see examples of that. It seems
they wasn't gonna let that happen. That was too much of a threat to white male authority. They was like, oh, you can't have 8 years of a black.
What's white man's problem? Woman.
It's old white men's problem.
Yeah,
it's an old blueprint that they're trying to keep going now. That's
what they're so afraid of.
It's not gonna work in 2017. It's a wrap. It's over. Like like pale white male is a wrap. Like that's too, America's too colorful. It's too creative.
I know.
It's too much. It's too much differences. Like you can be gay. You can be a woman. You can be Muslim, Mexican, like black.
The possibilities are endless.
Endless.
Yeah.
That pale white male thing. Like, I'm not into that no more.
We've seen it. Yeah.
Look how
blend in with my wall.
Look how stupid it looks now. Like you watch the administration.
Well, he's not pale, but yeah.
But you watch and you're like, this is whack.
Yeah. Oh, the photographs of him signing the executive orders, and every dude in the room is that pale, white, got a fucking gut.
Come on.
And that fucking belt sticking out and your fucking... Ugh.
How played out is white supremacy?
So over...
That was always weird, but...
Oh, it was popping at one point.
Now we've moved on to rape culture. Yeah. But so what...
Thank God we're in the spotlight now.
What do you think that... What were black men's thoughts on Hillary? Because I think men in general seem to not... always be too on board with having a woman in charge.
Yeah,
but you seem very into
you don't seem
it.
Like the I kind of guy you seem like the kind of guy who's secure enough to not feel threatened by a successful
listen,
woman.
Man, women have been the CEOs of our life forever. Like you ask a guy who the most important person in his life, he's gonna say his
family
grandma
structure, of course.
Yeah, he's gonna say his mom. Like who holds the house down like grandma and mama?
Great. And it was okay, but it's okay that she's a white woman.
I didn't care. Okay. I just think women are better. Listen, the women's march proved
Were you gonna say women are better?
I just think women are better. Absolutely.
I agree.
Listen, the women's march proved that women are better organizers.
Well, yes.
We're so much more organized than you guys.
There was no violence. You know what I'm saying? And I like the togetherness of it. You know what I mean? It wasn't just See, if it was just a black women's march or if it was just a Muslims women's march, even just a white women's march, you can dismiss that. Like you can dismiss anyone. But when everybody comes together,
powerful,
you got to deal with it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So I just think women are just better. Women enhance everything.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Women make a house a home. You know
so
what I'm
true.
Saying? Like women, women make everything better. Like who do you run to when you got a problem? You're either calling your mom.
Yeah.
You're going to call your grandma to pray for you. You're going to your wife. Like women make everything better. Like give it. Why not? Why couldn't a woman run the United States of America?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not.
Although I did wake up this morning. I got my period this morning. And I was like, but you know, whatever. Sometimes we deserve to be a little.
Donald Trump acts like his period is on every minute of the day.
Oh my God.
Hillary Clinton doesn't get her period anymore anyway. So that's
exactly.
Not an issue.
She's 70 years old. I don't think she gets her period no more.
Yeah.
Okay. But even with a period, I think she'd have a better temperament than Donald Trump.
Hillary would be like, period, whatever. And she'd like run a fucking marathon in a bikini or something.
Man. That's a good question. I really don't know how black men felt. I mean, a lot of the guys I was around, it was kind of mixed.
Mm-hmm.
It was mixed. I had guys that were all for it. Then I had other guys who were like, I just don't want Trump. And then I had homeboys that were just like, a woman can't be in charge because women are too emotional. I heard a spectrum.
Do you say something when people present you with that opinion?
Oh, absolutely. We used to have hella debates. It was the same thing I said just now. Like, your mom, your grandma, like, they hold the house down. Like, yeah. A man's job is to protect and provide. We got two jobs. The women literally do everything else.
It's a lot of, and sometimes we protect
literally
and provide as
everything
well.
Else. Yeah, especially nowadays.
We wear all the hats.
Especially nowadays. Absolutely.
So I feel like you and your wife have a really nice, open, honest relationship.
Oh, we do. Yeah, I talk about that. I talk about that in my book as well. Like, I talk about how, you know, I feel like honesty is always the best policy. Like, I can deal with anybody as long as they're being honest with me. What I don't like is a bullshitter. Don't have me around you, you know, playing with the reality of my life because you have me thinking that you're somebody that you're not, or telling me things that aren't really happening. If you're being 100 with me and you being honest with me, I can deal with you.
Yeah.
Period.
Because otherwise you're wasting your time.
You're wasting my time. I actually call that mind raping somebody. And the reason I say it's mind raping or even reality raping, because you're not giving me a choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Give me a choice. If you're being honest with me, at least you're giving me a choice.
Yeah.
To either deal with you or not deal with you. So if you get honest with me and I choose to deal with you, then I have nobody to blame but myself. If things ever go south.
I feel like, do you and your wife get into fights? I feel like they're really productive.
We get into healthy conversations.
Yeah, not necessarily that's what I would fights. Imagine.
Yeah, healthy.
That sounds fun.
Healthy conversations. But I've learned that you don't argue with women too much. Especially when...
Why, because we're right or...
Yes, especially when you know you're wrong. I don't have time.
When you know you're wrong or she knows...
When I know I'm wrong.
Well, it seems like you cause a lot of trouble a lot. But
I know that.
You poke the fire, but then you're like, yeah.
I have. Like, if you catch me doing some shit I don't got no business doing, I'm not going to argue with you about that. I might try at first. Be like, that's not true. You're bugging. I didn't do it. Whatever. You're lying. Like, that's not... She's lying. She's lying. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. But then, you know...
Eventually it'll come out.
Yeah.
Like,
when she pulls out a freaking... phone records and texts and shit. You're like,
all right, got me there.
All right, how can we get through this? Okay, now how can we get through this?
Your oldest daughter, you said, was 8?
8 years old.
And are you planning on, it might be a little early, might not be, but do you have anything in mind, like when the topic of sex comes up, sex and relationships and dating
and stuff? Oh, absolutely.
What do you, imagine?
What's your game plan?
Talk to your mother.
Oh.
You're not going to talk together?
Talk to your mother. Talk to your mother.
Does mom have a game plan?
Mom's already
Hopefully.
Talking to her.
Yeah. About like, mom's like what kind of things?
I'm hugging her. I'm hugging on my wife. Like, I'm affectionate. I'm a Cancer. So
okay.
I like to hug on my wife, kiss on my wife around the house. And my daughter's like, no more babies.
Oh, I'm like, intuitive.
How does she know that? Like, my wife's already had the conversation with her.
Wow.
So, I mean, kids are smart nowadays anyway. Yeah. I'm just a dad. I don't want to hear about you sucking no dick. I know you're going to suck dick eventually one day.
I mean, I know.
All men have to understand that.
Yeah.
Your daughter is going to suck dick one day.
I love
or
that.
Or eat pussy.
Yeah.
She's going to get fucked some way, shape, or form.
It's very
going,
inclusive. You should have a seminar
happen.
For new fathers.
But it's the truth. Like, to act like it's not going to happen is ridiculous.
Well,
like,
that's the bullshit of it all.
Listen, every woman in your life has sucked a dick. Your mom, your grandma, your aunts, your sisters, everybody.
Yeah.
Come on. You got brothers and sisters. You here and you think your dad is you.
Right.
He's doing your mom dirty. Like, he is, man. He is.
Yeah.
He's doing
it
dirty. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, you got to deal with the reality of life. I like to deal with the reality of life.
So are you going to be open to her first boyfriend if she is heterosexual?
I'm going to be... No,
I
don't know if open is
out.
The right word.
What's the right word?
I don't know.
Break out the brass knuckles?
I hope not.
Put him on the coffee table.
We got guns at the house.
Well, because what you just said was so impressive. That's why I was hoping violence would be curbed.
I don't know, man. I don't even want my daughter to think about it. I feel like all of that is a distraction. Like, I don't want my daughter to start even thinking about that kind of shit until college.
Okay. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe like late high school.
Not if you keep her mind filled with all the... stuff. She's like, just keep her busy. Like,
just get her a big book and cover up any men that might pass her on the street.
My daughter don't have time though. My daughter does swim class. She does gymnastics. She does Taekwondo.
Can't get pregnant when you're busy.
Exactly. She's reading the Harry Potter books.
You do that on purpose. You're like, I'm gonna sign you up for 18 classes.
Busy. She's cheerleads. Like, she's busy. Like, 168 hours in a week. She's using all of them.
Nice.
She ain't got no time for dick.
Does she want to do all
only
these
eight
things? I'm making sure that you don't have no time for dick.
Yeah, that's it. She's only eight now.
And you're going to have so many skills.
But that's it. You got to keep her busy now. Like, it's culture. God. So keep her like that now. So when she's 18, 20, she don't have time.
Yeah.
Listen, I know a lot of... Yesterday, this week... I don't know when this is airing. But this,
Friday.
So Tuesday was Valentine's Day, right? Mm-hmm.
It was.
I got so many successful women, friends that have careers, but they're so busy and they're single. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with my daughter being like that.
Well, don't you want your daughter to find love though?
She got love. She got a daddy.
I mean, you know,
she got me.
I don't want to get disgusting, but there's some things you can't get.
Yeah, you're right. She can't get no dick. I mean, listen, I'm with you, but I it is something to
kind of wax follow her around without her knowing.
but it is something to being so busy. That you don't have time for.
Well, living to your fullest potential. I know that's some Joel Osteen shit, but it's true. It's like you do realize sometimes that like chasing dick is distracting.
It's distracting. Chasing pussy is distracting.
So distracting.
Chasing is distracting. But then as someone who has been so busy for a lot of her life and at a certain point, and then you succeed because you've been so busy and you work so hard, but then you get the success and you're like, well, this isn't really fun.
Then you go get
if
some
I don't
dick.
Have anyone.
Then you go chase some dick.
And then you get some dick.
At 37 years old, I'm fine with
37.
That.
I'm fine. That's
go through school, go through college, get your career. Then at 37, you're like, you know what?
Get
I think I
want to
settle
dick.
Down and get some dick. I'm fine
That's
with
so
that.
Generous of you, Shar.
I'm fine with that. If it works out that way for my daughters, great.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Absolutely. How'd y'all spend Valentine's Day?
What did I do? I wrote. We're working on a project,
single,
and I was
single.
No.
Single.
My boyfriend's right down there.
He lives in
really?
6 years
in this apartment.
Wow.
Oh, I had sex. Steven and I had sex.
Really?
Oh yeah.
What'd you do?
I went to Tom Colicchio's restaurant.
Oh, so you had a date?
Oh, I did play pinball.
I have a boyfriend.
Oh, good.
He took me there. Yeah.
Okay,
it was my first Valentine's Day in like 4+ years having a boyfriend.
Wow.
Yeah.
I went
so
over
I was
to
like, we got to do something nice.
I went over to CVS at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
On Valentine's because I was
Plan
staying
B?
Up late. No, shitty Valentine's Day gifts.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to get them like I like raided the Valentine's Day aisle and I bought all these like teddy bears and like shitty chocolate that no one wants to eat. Hmm. And I hid it all throughout the house because I knew I was gonna sleep in. So then we woke up, I put in the on that black table over there, I put wanna fuck and I put all these hearts and yeah, like I had wait. Oh well, I'll show you later. But it was really cute. It was really
I kept it light this year. I spent $67.
That's very exact. What did you do with that $67?
Well, my wife likes hamburgers.
Okay.
So I took her to Black Tap.
I don't know why that sounds fun. My wife, she likes
to
hamburgers.
Where?
Hamburgers. Black Tap? That's what it's called, Paige? Black Tap. It's this burger
spot.
So
did Paige make the reservation?
No, I asked her about it, though.
Oh, Shar, you want to take a break?
I love burgers. I want to know the good spots.
Black Tap. It's a great spot. And they got these killer milkshakes, like these big, huge
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yes.
So did you have sex after?
No, we didn't fuck last night, but we had a Valentine's Day milkshake, so I just got one milkshake, two straws.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's cute.
And then I left and went, me and my wife went to a mutual friend was at the nail salon, because mm-hmm. she's single. So her and her homegirl was in there. So
you're giving such mixed messages.
Crying in the nail salon, that single ass bitch.
Yeah, exactly. I went in there and I was like, so this is what single women do on Valentine's Day.
But that's going to be your daughter, Shar.
And I'm going
to tease
her,
because you want her to get dick until 37, so she's going to be in the fucking nail salon. But you know what? Being in the nail salon, that's giving yourself time. That's doing something nice for yourself.
I'm surprised self-love didn't trend on Twitter on Valentine's Day. That's all you saw girls saying, self-love.
Well, no, if it did trend, I'd be worried.
I know.
Okay.
We had to talk about that with our listeners.
Don't be a sad bitch. Be a bad bitch.
Oh, I hate that. I just don't like joy killers. Like,
oh yeah,
because if you're so happy single, you don't have to announce it to social
exactly.
media.
That's yeah.
It's not your day. We don't want to see you.
Exactly.
That's why the
Valentine's
person
just another day.
That's why the person posting most about their boyfriend or girlfriend is probably the one in the worst relationship.
Yeah, absolutely
he's trying
right.
to make everybody believe that it's a nice thing going on, but really, you hate each other.
I didn't post a picture of me and James like kissy face, but I did want to let everyone know that he took me to the restaurant. He did because I know it's cost him a lot of money, so I just want to give him some credit on the internet because that was like going on like $400. So
$67.
I really appreciate it.
$67 I spent for dinner.
That's great. Because you don't need a fucking, I mean, a fancy place is nice every once in a while.
Year one, you need a fancy place.
You're right. Valentine's Day, you don't
need. When you have raw denim jeans and just bought yourself a new watch, we're going to Tom Colicchio's restaurant.
Oh, absolutely.
That was not mine.
What kind of watch you got?
I don't know. He loves watches, though.
Got you.
A Seiko. I think.
A Seiko?
That one wasn't that expensive, but I mean for okay. a comic salary,
gotcha.
It was.
Got you.
Yeah. But he loves watches. Like one time we just like went on a, like we're walking around and like went to like Tourneau and like watch.
Are you one of those watches. Bad and bougie chicks?
No, not at all. That's why I was like so bored looking at watches.
Oh, okay.
He has expensive tastes. I don't.
I'm fine and frugal. That's what I like to
yeah.
say.
Yeah. No, I'm yeah. a Jew. Please.
Okay.
Me too.
I can't say that. You gotta say Jewish. I have to say Jewish.
Oh, you can say
you can say Jew. I mean, I think it's just like it's the three letters are fine, but it's not like Jew.
It's the way you said it. Yeah,
you know. Don't ever say that.
I'm not a Jew.
No. What's the word?
Point.
You told me the word earlier when you're
hey yeah, Jew.
Connotation.
Oh yeah.
Connotation means something.
Well, your inflection.
I wish I had an assistant to be like, what's that word that I said before? What did I say? Help me.
Connotation.
Can you hold my phone? Oh, God, I want an assistant so bad.
Get one.
We will one day.
One of the guys that you fucked.
Nah,
that you're not
like
fucking
that.
Anymore.
My assistant would 100% be a girl because I need things to get done.
Yeah.
That, no.
Yeah.
That is, my manager's a woman.
Yeah.
My assistant's a woman. I can't get. No, what can a guy assist me with?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Guys just don't. But they don't even
maybe
go there
guy.
In their brain. Yeah, gay
boom.
Guys are great.
You're right.
Boom. Yes.
Gay guys are great organizers.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Right.
Gay yeah. guys are great organizers. The first person that ever hired me in radio was a gay man.
Really?
Absolutely.
How progressive.
His name was Haji.
Haji?
Yes. He was the first person to ever give me a paying job in radio. It was in the promotions department, but yeah.
And that's why you're down with the LGBT community?
I mean, I'm down with humans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like, good. Everyone should be.
I'm not, I hate evil people. That's
me
it.
Too.
Like, it's not that deep with me. Like, I don't discriminate against people. You remember how Martin Luther King Jr. said he wants to live in a society where people are judged by the content of their character,
right.
not the color of their skin. I just feel like you got to expound on that now and say color of skin, sexuality,
beliefs.
Gender, religious beliefs. Like,
what their genital, yeah.
That's
yeah, yeah.
it. So I don't care. As long as you're a good person, cool. If you're a fuck boy, I don't want to be around you. Like, that's it. Like, this is just that easy. I believe in good. I believe in evil. I believe in God. I believe in Satan. That's it.
Fuck boy. That Satan? Was in the unabridged Martin Luther King, I Had a Dream speech.
Exactly right. I had a dream.
Someone edited out fuck
that's
boy.
It. He had a dream that good people would be together and fuck boys
right.
would stay on their side of the state.
Absolutely.
And that's how, that's the exact way you say fuck boys.
Fuck
you
boy.
Say it with like, fuck boys.
It's going to be a civil war and we're going to get all the fuck
what's
boys
the
out.
What's the word? Connotation. Fuck boy.
Again, I really yeah. want an assistant.
Right.
That's
okay.
That's it. That's the word. That's
well,
how you say it.
You know, I feel like this. That was a strong. There's no better way to end an interview.
Do you have anything else you want to? Do you want to add
wanna
about anything about penises, sex, or books?
Well, yeah.
Just yell penis.
My TV show, Uncommon Sense, season 3 of that starts February 24th at 11:30 p.m. on MTV2. It's going to be live this season.
Oh,
so please tune into that. And my book.
And Crystal's your co-host, right?
Crystal's.
Last week's
we
guest.
We just had her on.
Crystal's is amazing.
I love her.
I tell people all the time, the last thing you want is 4 or 5 Crystals coming at you.
Correct.
I call her Hurricane Crystal.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want those problems.
Yeah.
This, you do not want a problem with Crystal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Crystal does not bullshit. She does not bite her tongue. So she's my co-host on Uncommon Sense. She was my co-host last season too, but it was her and Andrew.
Yeah.
But we got rid of Andrew.
Too much white.
Mm-hmm. Too much white.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, him and Crystal just go back and forth too much. And I want Crystal to flourish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want Crystal to come in here feeling like she got to beat up Andrew.
But that didn't create bad blood between you and Andrew because you guys have brilliant idiots together.
Yeah, but Andrew don't care.
Okay.
He got so much other shit going on.
Yes.
He's
a sitcom superstar.
Now. Yeah, mm-hmm. Andrew's fine. Plus, Andrew got too much confidence to ever feel bad about anything.
Okay. I know, right?
You know,
that's what I love
Andrew
about
Andrew thinks
him.
He can do heart surgery.
I know. Yeah.
No, literally.
He'll never refuse an activity, even if he's never done it before.
Andrew thinks he can do heart surgery. Literally. He's like, all I got to do is look at it on Google.
Oh.
And then I could.
Okay. I told Andrew we were going to Montreal. We were going to Just for Laughs. He goes, oh, you should interview Justin Trudeau. I'm like, yeah, I'll just interview Justin Trudeau. He's like, no, you should like reach out to him and interview him.
I guess Andrew would.
He's like, if you don't
there.
Interview Justin Trudeau, I'm going to be really disappointed in you. I'm like, Andrew, what the fuck? Do you have a contact?
We've been doing the podcast 3 years, and every day it's like, we really need to interview Barack Obama. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I would love to.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt, Schultz. And yeah, my book, Black Privilege, Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. It'll be out April 18th.
Awesome.
It's available for pre-order now at CTHABook, CTHABook.com.
And we'll include the link in the description of this podcast
thank
for
you very
those
much.
Listening.
And it's just 8 principles that I learned in my life, because I'm big on like Toltec wisdom. I love like Don Miguel Ruiz with the 4 agreements and 5th agreements and the mastery and, you know, I love Robert Greene, you know, with the 48 Hour Power. Mm-hmm. I love Malcolm Gladwell.
I was just going to say, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, with the Outliers and stuff. So it's basically my 8 principles. And if you, whenever you read those books like Malcolm Gladwell books mm-hmm. or Robert Greene, they always use historical references to back up their principles.
Right.
I'm just using my life lessons.
That's, yeah.
Things that have happened in my life.
Okay.
So it's not like a memoir, but it kind of is.
But it's what shapes who you are and what you believe.
It's what shaped who I am to this point.
That's
absolutely
awesome.
So it's just 8 principles that I've learned in my life that I'm sharing with the people, and that'll be out April 18th. And I'm calling it Black Privilege because I feel like we're all born with privilege. You know, I think that, you know, this country always likes to say white privilege, and it's based off this system of whiteness. But I feel like we're all God's children at the end of the day. And I feel like God blessed us all with certain gifts that we have to unlock. Mm. And it helps us attain this privilege in our life, whether you're white, whether you're Black, whether you're
Asian. But what about atheists, Shar?
Well, that's their problem. I mean, but atheists, I mean, I don't know what atheists believe. I've never had a conversation with atheists.
Well, atheists don't believe in God.
Oh, well, that's their problem.
Well, they can unlock there's still potential in there.
Yeah, there's still potential there. You know what I mean? I just feel like, my privilege is more spiritual than systemic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And plus, like, you know, like if you feel like you got white privilege, cool, say it. You feel like you got Asian privilege, cool, say it. Mexican privilege, cool. Me, I'm Black privilege. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I'm Black.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's a privilege to be me.
You're a gem, Shar.
Shar, thank you so much for sitting down
with us. For having me. I really appreciate
it. Fun.
We appreciate it. This has been Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, darling, Shrigga Bella won all that. If you take the number, just promise that you gon' call it. I don't want rush cause I ain't thirsty get nothing, but I get it in the bucket, girl, you gon' love it. Ring-a-ling-a-ling, make my cell phone ring. I'm kicking it in a thing, she feeling a nigga sting. Oh, baby, you know you've been on my mind lately, make your boy wine have baby. Girl, you sweet and tasty, thick like some mash with the gravy. But anyway, we get right and chill wavy. Yeah, you hear me spitting, let me hear you. Now I'm joking, here's a path you could follow. You be right when we're done, or we can Netflix and fondle. Couple friends with some bottles, couple niggas and models. Then I whisper the motto, hit a nigga tomorrow. And you know who we are, ain't no problem. I can see it in your face, girl. I can tell that you don't wanna go. I ain't hit it, tryna quit it, no we did it. Let me hit it, girl, I get it, but I don't want you to go. Can I confess, I never stared but broke that rule when you passed in that sundress. I kind of feel you should want this, I want that. I don't want stress, little sets and a little...
Thanks again to Third Love for sponsoring today's episode of Guys We Fucked. Third Love bras were developed using thousands of real women's measurements and range from sizes AA to G, including signature half cup sizes. Third Love stands behind their products so much that they're willing to let Guys We Fucked listeners try a bra from their 24/7 collection for free. Just pay $2.99 shipping. So go to thirdlove.com/GWF and get started today.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.